Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing in this evening hour. O most holy, most high, and eternal God, wilt thou clothe us with humility, grant us reverence, and Lord, give yet a word to speak unto thee, that we may receive from on high the spirit of grace and supplication. For Lord, who can pray except we be taught by thy spirit? But then thy spirit can come in the heart, even giving groanings which cannot be uttered. But Lord, now we are with the congregation in thy house. For the second time in this Sabbath day, we seek thy countenance. O, wilt thou then supply, that we may yet speak unto thee what is pleasing to thee. Thou art worthy to be praised, worthy to be acknowledged. There is none like thee, O God. And that we then would be given to bow before thee, but also receive liberty to come to thee, even as the disciples testified, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And if now in our soul we learn by the work of the Spirit that we are dead in trespasses and sins, and that no words of life are found in us, but we bring forth nothing but fruits of death, oh, there comes a need to be taught, a need to be instructed, a desire to hear thy voice. Lord, and then there is a people that receives liberty to cast all their burdens upon thee. They receive liberty to come and bow before thee and say, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Have mercy upon me, O Son of David. Gracious God, wilt thou yet regard us in compassion? Lord, wilt thou have mercy upon me, a sinner? Oh, if that may be wrought in the heart, it is a petition, Lord, that shall not soon be ended, for it remains the petition of thy people until the end of their life here below. For here they can never accomplish that work of conversion. And therefore they ask it time and again, convert me, Lord. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for I cannot of myself. But Lord, on account of that love shed abroad in the heart, it is a people that is still drawn to thee. They cannot miss thee anymore. And though they wander 100 times and more, yet thou dost draw them back. For thou art that good shepherd, and thou wilt seek the sheep that are lost. And with shame time and again, it is so needful that thou comest to guide them in the way. Great shepherd then, who leadest thy people in love, wilt thou come this evening by renewal? Thou wert so good and showest thy goodness unto us in the morning hour. And Lord, in thy fullness there is no lack. But on our count, on our side, there is never worthiness, not in the morning and not in the evening. Lord, wilt thou then yet Be merciful unto us tonight also, that with thy word and spirit we may receive instruction, that there be uncovering grace for sinners who are still so blind on the way to eternity. Open their eyes and show them who thou art and all their sins against thee. Oh, then the crying of little children shall be heard. But Lord, wilt thou then also in this evening teach us thy holy demands, our guilt, but also that there was one who suffered the penalty for his people, that there was one who has fulfilled all the law to the very last point. Oh, in him alone lies salvation. In him alone is grace. In him alone is full redemption. And that is for all who are given to seek thy face. Lord, gladden us then in this evening hour. Give thou a heart that may observe, an ear that may hear, also an eye to behold. Lord, give that unto the young children, even the little ones. With a new heart they are safe, and they shall be surely happy, but without that new heart, oh, then they must perish forever. Give them to pray day and night for that wonder. But Lord, when we become older, even though in the world regarded as young, even if we are strong, oh, the temptations multiply, the busyness increases, then everything that surrounds us seeks to draw us away from thee and from thy word. But wilt thou now yet give that among the rising generation there may be those that shall still be converted? And Lord, if there are those in whose heart thou hast come with that grace to stop them on their mad career and turn them around, Lord, and thou shalt instruct them, and thou shalt teach them, and thou shalt lead them, that is thy work, O Spirit from on high. Wilt thou do it this evening also? Lord, be with all those that have been under that truth for so many years. And what has been the fruit in their life? Ah, Lord, a wonder is needed. A sovereign wonder, a one-sided wonder. For dead in sins and trespasses, as bones that are so dry and so dead, then we have ruined ourselves in paradise. Dead in trespasses and sins, no life, no life, no life. Oh, the awful reality of it. But as soon as thou wilt give us to realize it, Lord, oh, then that life is granted. For the dead know nothing at all. But the living, O Lord, they begin to cry after thee. Wilt thou now instruct them more and more? Lead them and guide them also tonight. Have regard unto those who have the crown of gray hairs upon their head. Those who are inclining towards the grave. And Lord, it happens sooner than we realize it. For even if we are young and strong, we may have to die. But also, it is sure, when we are old, we must die. And it comes so very, very near. But who shall be prepared except thou wilt prepare us? Remember us then, Lord, with all those that listen along. Thou knowest the needs and the wants and all the burdens and the cares. work in the congregation. Lord, be with the school board as they hope to meet. Give wisdom, give grace, give faithfulness, give much prayer. And wilt thou also supply in the school what is needed, Lord, hitherto. Thou dost make it well, and thou dost give yet the strength, that it may be continually needed, and that a blessing may rest upon it, Lord. And that we may ask, wilt thou yet in thy favor send us those, or raise up those in our midst that shall instruct our children, give also from among the young, that they may see it as a calling, that they study to begin to instruct the children in due time. And Lord, wilt thou then also have regard unto the teachers, and unto the drivers and the helpers, unto the children, all the students. Oh, may it be blessed. We are not deserving of it, but do it for thy name's sake. Grant also unto the consistory what is needed, as we hope to meet once again in the coming days. Lord, guide us, teach us, lead us in the midst of all the circumstances. Lord, have regard unto the nation, those who must rule us, and how few there are that take thy word into account. Convert them, Lord, for else we sink further and further, faster and faster, into the abyss of sin and iniquity. But wilt thou give yet returning unto thee, to thy laws, in the midst of all the turmoil, in the midst of all the foolishness, in the midst of all the sin, thou dost give us yet a quiet place. Lord, may it be experienced tonight. But may we then bring the flock before thee. And thou knowest, Lord, that the question can be, when was the last time that a soul was drawn from darkness to light? When was the last time that a soul was translated from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of thy dear Son? So many souls, O Lord. And who can then be faithful, except faithfulness be given? Oh, that tonight an arrow may yet fly here or there and wound the sinner, that they go home and cry, carry me out hence, sore wounded. Lord, convert yet from among young and old. For thee nothing is too wonderful, and thou canst as easily convert 100 or 3,000, as thou canst convert a single sinner, not worthy of one. But we ask for many, Lord. We ask for many. Oh, have regard unto us tonight. Lead us in the truth by thy Spirit. Lord, thou art such a faithful master, and thou dost help so plentifully many times. May we then ask it once again. If there are needs and if there are ones that are hidden, unknown to us, Lord, thou knowest all things. Wilt thou give yet a few Aarons and Hurs tonight? And may the outgoings of this evening redound unto thy glory. Lord, come yet in our midst and show us thy way. Teach us thy paths and lead us. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.